We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Joining us right now, Ian Begley of SNY. Talk a little NBA with him. Ian, how are you?
Joe, what's happening, my friend? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing good. All right, so the NBA's come up with a date. July 31st is what they're talking about to resume the season. How about that, Ian?
I think it's the right move because what you're doing here is you're giving the players enough time to train, get ready, to get back in game settings. If you tried to do it, let's say, mid-July or a little earlier, I think you put the players more at risk to suffer injury, and obviously that's the last thing the league and the teams and the players want. So this was the right move. Trainers saying if you guys have 2 months, they should be able to get back in game shape and be ready for that playoff grind.
All right. Now, so how is it going to be? I know a lot of owners just want to go right to the playoffs. I guess there's a faction that wants to have, 20 teams involved. I mean, how about that whole situation?
I think we're going to end up seeing some regular season games here as a warm-up for guys because, people have said that you don't want to go right into the playoffs. You want to, ease your way in. So that way to do that is to have a couple playing games, regular season games. And what we think is going to happen is the Knicks are probably going to be left out of this thing because ESPN reported that it's going to be 22 teams or so. Likely. That's the likely scenario. And that means the Knicks are out. And that means probably they start their coaching search as soon as they find that out. But, for the Nets and everybody else, it's going to be fun to watch how they get going and then get ready for the playoffs.
So 22 teams. So how are they going to do it? So you got 16 teams around. It's pretty cut and dry right now for the 16 playoff teams. So those other six teams would have a chance then to get into the playoffs. Am I correct?
That's what the format looks like. Nothing has been decided fully yet, but I think that's what they're looking at with the format. And I think, part of the motivation, nobody's going to say it, but I think part of the motivation was to figure out a way to get Zion Williamson and the Pelicans involved here because obviously people will want to watch Zion. You get great ratings there, and that's, what's best for the NBA. So I think that was part of the motivation. But, yeah, I think what will happen is that handful of teams will be involved in a play-in scenario, and then you set the field and you go from there.
Interesting. And the whole thing is going to be in Orlando, right? It's all going to be in that one venue with Disney World. Am I correct?
One site, Orlando, a campus feel is what they're calling it. They are reportedly going to have family members to be there with the players, which I think is a great move because you're having – guys, if you didn't have that, guys would be away from their families for weeks, months. You don't want that. So you'll have families there. It's more of a relaxed setting than like sticking guys in hotels and quarantining them. So seems like the best of some tough options for the NBA.
How soon? All right, so let's say again we're talking to Ian Begley of SNY. So they start at July 31st. How soon do they want to get through the finals? How soon would they want to get it done?
Well, you're looking at September. I think at the, sometime in September, probably mid to late September is what you're looking at. And then, depending on the order, whether they go draft first or free agency first, you get right into the draft, then you get right into free agency, which should be into October there. So you're talking about the fall, and then when you talk about a restart for next year, you're looking at late December.
Right. Probably like around Christmas time would be the deal, right?
Yeah, that's part of the thinking there. Again, we'll find out more this week when everything gets certified, ratified with the Board of Governors, and then we're off.
All right. Now, no fans, obviously. There'll be no fans in the building, none of that, right?
No fans, no media. I don't think any media. I think it's just going to be players, teams, and the family members. It's been described as like a summer league feel, an AAU feel. You have some of those summer league games, you know, there's no fans. It's just the teams and like a little bit of media. But it's going to be an interesting atmosphere to see the league, you know, especially playoffs. Like, guys thrive off of their home crowd, the energy
sure,
of the,
sure.
that home crowd. That's not going to be there now, and it's going to be fascinating to see how that impacts things on the court.
Well, I mean, and I think it's really going to level the playing field. I mean, you know, look, you know, the NBA is a sport that usually the better team, you know, it's very rare that the best teams aren't playing in the conference finals in a championship. Rarely. And I mm-hmm. think this is really going to kind of level it out, Ian. I mean, you know, the dynamic completely changes now.
The interesting thing, Joe, with like leveling the playing field too is, you know, for an older team, for a team full of veteran players, or for a team that relies on an older veteran like a LeBron James, like, I just wonder if it takes a player like that a little longer mm-hmm. to get going, to get back into peak game shape than it would like some of these younger teams that are at the bottom of the playoffs standing. So I wonder if you get more competitive games, especially early on, because of that, those teams with younger guys, fresher legs, maybe they're ready a little more quickly than the older veteran teams.
You know, it's crazy because we basically have had another off season here. I mean, this has basically been from March 12th to whenever it was, if they're going to play July 31st, you basically had another complete off season.
Right, right. And, you know, have guys taken care of themselves? Have they taken care of their bodies during this quarantine pandemic? You know, some guys haven't had the same opportunities as others. Some guys have been, you know, in apartments where you're very limited.
Right.
Other guys have, you know, been in more spread out environments where they have had the chance to train. So there's competitive advantages there, and we're going to see those, I think, impact what we see on the court over the summer.
Yeah, yeah, no question about it. I mean, it's going to be very, very interesting. Now, when would training – now they're going to have some kind of a training camp, right? When would that be?
You know, I think they'll look to start that as soon as possible locally. So we're talking about not next week, but probably the following week locally. Like we have right now the involuntary workouts. I think probably around 25 of the 30 facilities are open for involuntary workouts. And then once they settle on the plan, what they'll do is I think they'll just have players, they'll give the green light for players to travel back to their home cities, and the teams involved will start training officially once we get that plan settled late next week, going into early next week.
All right. Now, as far as the games themselves, I mean, I would assume that you're going to have to play like, you know, let's say three games or so a day in that venue, right? I mean, it's going to have to be something like that, right?
Exactly. That's why they're talking about, you know, the summer league feel, AAU tournament feel. You're playing multiple games in a gym over the course of a day, and that's how you're going to get through these regular season games, get through the playoffs, because you're limited. I think there's like three courts there, and one of them probably be used as a practice court. So you got two courts for games. So, yeah, it's going to be all day. It's going to be amazing for the basketball junkies out there. It's going to be like the first day of the Big East tournament every day. So I think, you know, the TV ratings are going to be good. And yeah, it's going to be fascinating to see how, like, the Milwaukee's and the Clippers and the Lakers, you know, I said earlier, how quickly can they get to that, you know, 10th gear and get going? And if not, will you see some upsets?
Yeah, I mean, look, like I said, I think the playing field is really going to be leveled here. You know, I don't think there's any question about it. And it's going to be, and there's going to be nobody there. Like, so there's going to be no play-by-play guys there. There's going to be no media in the building, right? None of that. I mean,
my understanding is play-by-play guys will be doing it remotely. That's my understanding.
Right.
I mean, it hasn't been ironed out yet, but yeah, it's going to be nobody. It's going to be just game operations people. They're talking about, you know, 35 or so people per team with traveling. So it's going to be your coaches, some training staff, you know, and some front office people, and that's it, and the players, and let's go. It's going to be a very pristine, clean atmosphere. And I'm interested to hear what we hear, from the players during these games, what the mics pick up about in-game conversations, trash talk. I wonder if we'll have a seven-second delay situation there when they start airing these games.
And guys like you are going to be wherever at home watching on TV and writing your stories, basically.
Yeah, and I'm hopeful that there's some kind of media access. I hope we can get guys on Zoom calls or whatever, coaches, players after the game, maybe at practices. I hope that they give us some access so we could talk to these guys, so we could tell the fans the story of this just unprecedented restart to the season.
Now, I got to ask you this, and I ask you this all the time. So, the Nets, is Durant going to play or not? Does Durant play on July 31st?
I know they've said no, but it's going to be up to him, and I think it's going to come down to, my guess is no, because I don't think he'll be all the way back physically to where he's comfortable
in
a game setting, but I don't think he'll be ruled out until you get right to that point. I think they're going to try. I think he's going to try. But my guess is he won't be able to get to that point where he's fit and comfortable taking the floor.
Interesting. Again, Ian Begley with us of SNY Basketball with him. And the next Knick coach is who? Kenny Atkinson, Tom Thibodeau, who is it?
Yeah, Thibodeau is my odds-on favorite right now. He's been the guy who we've talked about for weeks, has such a close relationship with Leon Rose, obviously. Had a lot of success in Chicago, not as much in Minnesota. He's talked a lot about what he's learned about the game and the adaptations he'd make if he got another coaching opportunity. So I think it's his job, kind of to lose, so to speak. But things can change in the interview process. They're going to interview Kenny Atkinson. I would assume they're going to interview other guys. They're going to interview Mike Miller, the interim head coach.
If
Rose doesn't retain Mike Miller, I think it's going to be Thibodeau, but maybe things change based on those conversations that happened between Atkinson, Rose, and Jim Dolan. We'll see. But if I'm guessing today, it's Tibbs.
Now, as far as the lottery is concerned, would they do the I would assume the lottery would happen sometime during the playoffs, right? Wouldn't that be the case?
That is traditionally when it's happened. I would assume that remains the case now that, it happens a few weeks before the draft and set the order. And the interesting thing here is, how do you set it? If you're not going to have all 30 teams down there playing the same amount of games, how do you set the final standings? Mm-hmm. How do you set the odds? These are the interesting things that are going to need to be ironed out here, and it's going to impact the Knicks in a big way. Right now they finish with the sixth worst record in the league. Does that remain the same? Do the odds change? It's there's a lot to figure out for Adam Silver and Co. when it comes to the lottery.
And the draft would be sometime after the finals is over.
Yeah, I think if you're looking at late September, and then the free agency shortly thereafter. I know there's been some talk about maybe switching the order, but I would assume that the order is as it always has been: draft and then free agency.
Now, you see this is going to happen, that you have no doubt in your mind that there would be no glitch and something that would prevent the season from starting July 31st.
It's about where the disease goes and where testing is, but it's clear right now that they feel comfortable about having the number of tests that you need to make sure that everyone is safe in that space. And they feel comfortable that they're not going to be taking tests away from the general public. So let's assume conditions remain so today, and they remain so July 31st, the same thing. I think it'll happen, but, it's hard to predict where this thing is going to go.
And how often would the players be tested? I mean, would they be tested every day? Would they be tested once a week, or something like that?
Initially they talked about daily testing, but, I think this – the experts' opinions on these things change so frequently, so it kind of depends on where we are when they hit the ground. I would assume it's at least a few times a week. Maybe the daily testing won't be necessary at that point.
Right.
But they're going to lean on, as they have the whole time, just lean on the experts, the government and the people that they've spoken to over the past few weeks to rely on their opinion on how often to test, when to test, and how to space people out to keep it the safest environment possible. Because the last thing anybody wants is
right.
for somebody to test positive, and then, you know, you have to stop everything, and it turns into a big mess.
So let me just ask you this. You know, so let's say, you know, they're playing the games, they're testing everybody, now somebody tests positive. Would it only affect that guy? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, so that guy tests positive, so now he's like he can't play, he's like injured. Or does it affect everybody?
So reportedly, one of the conversations was about just having that player quarantine up on his own and creating a scenario where, yeah, you're checking the other players on that team, but as long as they're okay, everybody just gets back the next day or the you know 2 days from then, so it wouldn't halt everything. So that was one scenario that was discussed, where they end up landing is probably something like that, because you don't want to make all these plans, make all these arrangements to get everybody in one spot, and then to have the whole thing just be put on pause again for one false test. Is that the right approach? I don't know. But again,
right.
They're relying on these experts, and that's what the experts are telling them.
Wow. Well, it's going to be very interesting, I'll tell you. And once they start playing, the whole dynamic is going to be so crazy with no fans, everybody in one building, no home court advantage. It's going to be very, very strange. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know you'll be watching, Joe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my team isn't in it, so it's not like the Knicks are playing, I'll tell you right now. You know what I mean, Ian? So who knows
so
what I'll be doing.
You're focused on the lottery right now. That's where you're focused.
That and the coach. I'm very – if you give me Thibodeau or Kenny Atkinson, I'd be happy with either one of those guys. Either one.
I think both of those guys have proven track records, and it's not like – you know, a Derek Fisher situation where you're going with a total unknown. These guys have proven they could win in this league. And, yeah, I agree with you. I don't think there's a bad choice there. It'll be interesting to see which way Leon Rose ends up going.
Indeed. Ian, it's always a pleasure. Good talking to you. We'll talk to you again soon. All right, man? You be well.
Oh, sounds good, Joe. You do the same, man. Take care.
All right. Ian Begley, of course, does a great job with the basketball for SNY.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.